This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today, once again on the program, we have Dr. Nikki Martinez, again, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and has been an adjunct professor for the past 13 years. She also works as an independent consultant for various individuals, groups, and organizations as she continues to see a small caseload of individual and couples patients through telemental health services on a regular basis. Dr. Martinez is also the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. And on today's topic, we will be covering the many benefits of making peace with the end of a relationship, such an important factor. And Dr. Martinez, thanks again for being with us on the program.
Hi, thanks for having me back. It's great to be here.
And you're more than welcome. Always good to have you. So let's get right into this today. What are some of the areas of people's lives that can be impacted when someone is struggling with the end of a long-term relationship?
Well, we realize, obviously, that holding on to anger and being is a negative habit. And if we move forward with a positive attitude and example, that's obviously better for us. But some people really struggle with a breakup, especially after a long-term relationship. And so people can start to have issues at work, with their friendships, with children if they have them, with even with their own self-care. They can become so fixated on the negative and with negative thinking and anger with perceived wrongs that were done to them and things that have been done to them that they don't take time to be grateful for the things that they can do. And so all of these areas really, all of the functional areas of their life actually become impacted by fixating on this breakup.
Certainly a lot of emotion flowing during a situation like that. Now, what are some of the more serious consequences you've seen people suffer if they don't realize that the way they are coping or not coping has spiraled out of control? That's even kind of taking it further from the first response to the first question.
People can actually end up losing their jobs. They can lose their friendships. They can be that person that no one wants to talk to anymore because they're so fixated and this is all they talk about. They can not be able to really keep themselves together. And by this, it can be emotionally, physically with their self-care because they're so fixated. They can not be the best parent. The kids can start to worry about them. There can be custody issues. They can even start to have health issues.
Now, you see this as an opportunity for growth. I've heard you say that before, and something that can feel like a very positive period in the person's life as well. Can you speak more about that angle on the situation?
Absolutely. I see this actually as if people can sort of flip the script in their minds and look at it as a positive instead, I see this as something that they can look at as a period of time where they can look at all the things that they can accomplish and even the many lessons they can learn from a relationship. I always look at it and even look at a relationship as people defining what they want in the next relationship, what they will and won't tolerate, what they do and don't want in a partner, because they've just learned that. They're like, okay, I definitely don't want these qualities. I will and won't tolerate that in what they've learned, what they can be grateful for. They should try to view it as their time to shine, a chance to work towards some of the personal goals that they've pushed aside during that relationship, taking control of their career and their future, things they've envisioned for themselves achieving. We've all been guilty of this at different times in our lives, but this is a chance in friendships that they maybe have pushed aside or not been the best in to reinvest themselves in. We've all been guilty of doing that, but also don't be that person at the end if you get involved again where you become that person where you push it aside again. Be the person who is grateful that you've been able to reinvest and reestablish and continue that on.
Certainly some helpful feedback there, and we're speaking again with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. She's joined us here on eHealth Radio, Psychology and Relationship Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, if one has children, why is moving forward especially important in that situation?
Well, if you have children, moving forward from a breakup with a positive attitude, self-love, and the way that you handle is a good example. You're a model for them. And so the best thing in the world you can do for them is to move forward in a positive way. Children learn by our interactions in our relationships. So how we handle stress and disappointment and how we follow through and on cues and how we deal with this is what they're going to learn and what they're going to model and how they're going to deal with it. Only speaking well of the other parent or partner will always say a great deal about you to them, and they will never forget it. It shows them that we can move forward from even the most difficult situations with dignity, strength, grace, this is a really powerful message to them, and it helps us to raise more emotionally happy and adjusted children.
And it's so important for sure, and some very strong points made in that regard. Lastly, what are some final takeaways you have for listeners on making peace with the end of a relationship?
I think the most important thing of finding peace, besides keeping your job, your friends, being a good example to your children, is developing this genuine sense of inner peace. And what inner peace is definitely different for everyone. For some, it's spiritual. For some, it's finding balance in your life. But I think some of the most important things that you can find for this mindset of balance and inner peace is get involved in things that you've always wanted to. Use this time to love things and get back involved in things you haven't done in years, or things you've always wanted to do. Reconnect with happy feelings and experiences. Hopefully show your kids and show people activities that you've always wanted to show them. Make an AM PM routine that helps declutter your life and start your day out on the right note and end your day on the right note, and make sure it's a routine that's all about you, not work, not kids or anything about that, just you. And then I think finally, take some time before jumping into something else. I know nobody wants to hear that because it makes us feel good to be all loved on, but really you need to take this time to create a fresh start for yourself so that when you get re-involved, you are just in an amazing space, and that's the energy that you're going to attract in other people. And always think of and remember that the end of something is leading to the beginning of something else.
Dr. Martinez, always great to have you. Thanks so much for covering this, something needed and rarely talked about, and I leave it up to you to bring that out. So thank you very much. Tell us, where can listeners tap into your resources and also be in touch as needed?
They can reach me through my website at drnikkimartinez.com. That's drnikkimartinez.com. Through LinkedIn at nikki-martinez. And I would love them to check out any of my articles at everydaypower.com. And they can just put in a key search, Nikki Martinez.
And of course, listeners, as always, you can find these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Dr. Martinez, all the best. And look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
And you're most welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, again, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. And for contact and for further information, visit drnikkimartinez.com. And this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.